I'm joined by Shane Murphy. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. And yourself?
Very good, thank you. Very good. How was your weekend?
Sure. Look, I mean, if anybody complained this weekend now or this week now, we might have been in serious trouble now, you know. This is actually, I suppose people would say this isn't great weather for psychotherapy because everybody's happy.
Yeah, well, I suppose so, definitely, yeah.
The natural endorphins and everything are flowing nicely with people.
It has been a brilliant couple of weeks, in fairness. It's been fabulous, I know there's a bit of a change there, but look, that was bound to happen anyway. Yeah. Right, so this week we're going to talk a little bit about self-worth.
Well, I suppose last week, we spoke about self-compassion, and actually I've got some fantastic feedback from that programme that we did, of people actually telling me, you know, randomly walking down the street and saying, by the way, Shane, I love myself.
I generally mean that people
saying it to me. Like, so, you know, I suppose I wanted to clarify a little bit around self-worth, you know, and I suppose self-worth is, you know, self-compassion is about yourself, but self-worth is a really important one because I suppose an awful lot of, I'd say a huge percentage of people do it, you know, where you're always comparing yourself to someone else, you know?
Yes.
You know, I mean, and I mean, regularly with clients, I have clients who tell me, you know, maybe something going on in their lives, and they go, oh yeah, but it's not as bad as someone else's. And when I say, when you do that, you're taking away, you're spreading your pain, you know, rather than actually accepting it as part of who you are. So, I mean, I suppose self-worth really, it's the word worth, it means what you value yourself at.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't value themselves at all.
And because I was just reading some of the stuff you were sending on to me there, and one thing that kind of stood out really is because of a competitive culture tells us we need to be special.
Mm.
And that really is putting pressure on everyone, isn't it? Because, and you know, and that's why a lot of people, you've seen it yourself, they go on social media and they go on this, and just to get that acknowledgement, that self-worth that they believe they're getting by getting likes or comments or something. And that's the first thing I've seen. I said, you know, that really makes sense. Our competitive culture tells us.
And we have, we're not talking about Irish, we're talking about human beings have a competitive culture.
Yeah.
This is what we're born with, like, is this competitiveness, you know, and you know, it feeds into so much. It feeds into women with fashion, you know what I mean? Like they have to keep up with the Joneses and all that sort of stuff. Like, see, having this value that you place on yourself and using exterior, like it's all about the internal. Self-worth is all about the internal, but people externalize it by actually, you know, it's the faster car, or you know, the prettier car, or the car with the nicest motorbike or something along those lines. So we push it out into the world, like, you know what I mean? But then we're kind of deflecting it our way so people won't actually look at you. So it's how, you know, the best way to look at self-worth is, how do I value myself?
Yeah.
And the first tip to do it is really to stop looking at other people, to stop comparing yourself to other people.
But that is very difficult, Shane. And I mean, that's the crux of the whole lot of it, really. And like that, how do you do that? Like, because there's so much now. And do you know what I like about getting older is, and it's a true saying, that the older you get, like, the less damn you give about what people think.
You don't care as much.
And that filter is going, for young people, I think it's extremely, extremely hard.
But I mean, compared to when we were growing up, when we didn't have mobile phones, and as you just said there now, self-comparison is unbelievable. I suppose radio is one of the few ones that you don't get likes. We don't know how many people, like, we're talking here now, we could just be nobody listening to us. We don't know.
Yeah.
Or there could be, you know, thousands listening. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't have a way to actually get likes or anything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, children, younger people growing up these days, they rely on, you know, Snapchat and TikTok and all those, and it's all about the likes and it's all about the amount of shares, or a lot of these ones like TikTok. You know, you can make money off TikTok if you get X amount of likes and shares and stuff like that, or, you know, bloggers and all that sort of stuff. People who've actually made a career out of how many likes they actually get. And I mean, it's all about the image that they portray to the world. Every single thing is about the image that they portray to the world. And it must be, and I know it is hard, because I see more and more clients, you know, especially the 16-year-old upwards, that are actually just, everything is in comparison from the moment they don't even have to leave their door. It's literally sitting at home on the phone, like, and they're comparing everything.
Yeah.
So you're right. I mean, it was hard enough when we were growing up. Nowadays, it's even harder to actually try and figure out what your value is. Like, and I mean, one of the key things I do with all my clients is we start trying to figure out what your value is, what your core value is. And that's your value. That's not your value of your...
And explain that. What do you mean by core value, or what...
Well, I know my value is honesty. So when I talk about honesty, I don't say it's around what words I say. It's around what I, how I'm honest with my words. So whatever I tell myself, you know, we talked a lot about, a lot of people would say to themselves that they hate themselves or they don't like themselves or you're stupid or you're silly or any of these sort of things that we'd, I listen to my words, and my words, whatever words I tell me, is all about honesty, about what's going on for me. And it's about keeping it in the positive. So finding your value, like there's thousands of words out there, but you spread them out to people that I do values with and they suddenly come to their word that actually means something to them. You know, I mean, I've had clients who've had creativity. I've had clients that have had selfishness, you know, and it's whatever word, it's yours. And to try and figure out your word, like, I mean, with the challenges that I do is that if they'd have a word and they'd say it to me, I'd say, well, is that your mum's or is that your dad's or is that yours? You know what I mean? Because we take on words, we take on values that are actually belong to someone else. And when you can actually find your value and what your value actually represents to yourself, it's really one of the most important things for figuring out who you are. It's the kind of finding your soul inside you. Right. So, I mean, it's such an important part of your development to figure out your value and what you're worth. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I suppose the best way to do it is like, I mean, what price would you put on yourself? And if you say that to any normal any person that's walking the street, you know, how much would you value yourself? They'd say, you know, a couple of euro. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, whereas you're invaluable. You shouldn't be putting a price on you. You're a unique individual person. You should be actually, you know, if you can actually think along the lines that you're a unique individual person, you won't compare yourself to anybody else because you're unique to you. Mm-hmm. Because as I say to everybody, like, you are the most important person to you on this planet. And a lot of people don't get that. They don't understand that. They see themselves as...
Yes, because they're measuring themselves off some external source.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, they're measuring something, you know, they're using something else as a marker rather
than being true to themselves. Like, and I generally believe this, and obviously believe it because I live in that world where I don't compare myself to other people, and I don't worry about, you know, that I don't have the best outfit or something, that I wear clothes that I'm comfortable in and it makes me feel good, mm-hmm. rather than worrying about what I'm going to wear, how does that make somebody else feel?
No, and like, there's a difference, obviously. Like, when we go out, we like to look well, or we like to be smart, or, you know, we like to think, yeah, we're you know, but that's one thing.
Yeah.
But having that pressure on you to look like
that's the difference.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you know, whenever you're right, like, I mean, if you're going out for a night and you're going out for a night with your wife or your husband or around that, you will get dressed up and you'll wear something nice to look good for both yourself and your husband or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's when you get stuck into the world of, I mean, you see it more and more, people who get in debt because of that sort of stuff. They're chasing they're putting on their armour, is the best way to describe it. They're putting on something to actually stop that someone doesn't actually see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put on your armor when you go in there, so you're deflecting away from, you might feel like shit inside, but you're actually deflecting it away by looking really, really well. You know, the amount of people that would say to me, like, around psychotherapy, or, you know, you obviously, the type of, there's a certain expectation of the type of people that go to psychotherapy. And, you know, as I say to anyone, like, you know, you don't know what's going on in anyone's world when you see them walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we do put on armor when we go out. Some people put on armor for the wrong reasons. They put on, you know, they put on wear the most expensive clothes or something like that, and they're devaluing themselves then when they're actually putting it on for someone else. Whereas, you know, you put on a nice outfit, your first thought in your mind would be, you know, look in the mirror and go, I look good in this. That's your first thought. And then, you know, you're going out with your partner or someone else and someone pays you a compliment, you feel good.
Yeah.
Whereas if you look yourself in the mirror and you're actually saying, oh, I look dead, I look exactly XYZ, rather than whoever, or I saw, you know, someone in the pub the other day wearing this outfit and, you know, she got plenty of attention or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
something
yeah.
along those lines. They're all the wrong reasons. Anything you do in life, you should actually look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I'm good enough, or I'm the best, or, you know, as I was talking about last week, you know, I love myself. You know what I mean? That you actually have this belief that you are worth. It doesn't matter about your work more than anybody else. You are worth. You're worth yourself.
Yeah.
You're worth your. You know, we hear the sayings like you're worth yourself in gold.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like, yeah, because yeah, there yeah. there is no monetary value on you as a person, because you are unique. You.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could all strive for uniqueness in the world, that we are unique to us, I mean, what a fantastic world we'd live in if everybody was unique to them. Like,
yeah, to be nice and simple, but...
I mean, I suppose the likes of the fashion industry probably wouldn't like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? You know, or the faster the cars and the more shinier the cars probably. But still, I mean, if we were all unique to ourselves, we would dress whatever way would suits us, and we wouldn't be necessarily too worried about how we look to everybody else. But we want to look good.
Yeah.
It's not like we look bad, but we look whatever is the best to ourselves, you know?
And it's not to seek approval from someone, you know yeah. that's a different thing completely, but it is, just, I suppose, to seek approval from yourself.
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, that's it. You literally, no matter what you do or what you're doing, you know, where you're sitting on the beach down the strand, that you're actually just sitting there and you're okay with just sitting there, and you're not actually looking around and going, oh, you know, they look better than me, or you're comparing yourself in any way, you know. And I suppose that comes down to as well around weight and stuff like that, like it eats into it. So I mean, having your self-worth really feeds into everything. You know, people who struggle with weight issues and stuff like that, they devalue themselves. You know, anyone that's actually struggling with weight issues or something like that, you know, extreme weight straight issues, you know, you ask them, you know, how do they feel about themselves, and they'd say they don't like themselves, they feel disgusted with themselves. So, I mean, that's a really low self-worth. So when you think about it, if you have self-worth, that not higher or lower, no competition here, if you have self-worth and actually believe that you are value yourself at something, it sorts so many things out.
Yeah.
It's only one word, self-worth.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's you.
And like, it's also important to acknowledge, you know, real accomplishments that you've made yourself as well, like, and have other people acknowledge those accomplishments. I mean, that's not looking for that attention, or that's not looking for that like on Facebook, or that you know, a thumbs up or whatever it is. But you know, to be acknowledged for doing something good, that's fine as well. That's healthy.
You know, I only went back to do psychotherapy in my 40s, like, and I mean, I did that for me. Didn't do it for anyone else, didn't do it for my parents, didn't do it for anyone else. I actually did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's such a fulfilling feeling when you get your degree at the end of that and you actually know that you've actually accomplished this for you. And I mean, nobody else did any of my assignments or anything like that. No one did my thesis. I did everything myself. I turned up in college every day myself. And there's a huge sense of self-worth in
that. And I think that's a big thing you just said there. You turned up.
Mm.
And like, I'm a big believer in that. Like, you know, just turning up is a good start any day of the week. And you know, if you're turning up for something, be it work or be it school or, you know, for something, like that's a positive move straight away.
Yeah.
And you know, that must give someone self-worth as well.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know what I mean? If you can say that you'll turn up on the day and you don't, you know, not turn up and stuff like that, that's just actually proving that you actually don't value yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you make a commitment to do something and you're committing to do somewhere and you're not getting paid or something like that, and you actually commit to being somewhere and you turn up, it's great. But I mean, then if you don't turn up, it devalues yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you start feeling, you know, bad in yourself, and you can't understand why you're feeling bad in yourself. You can't understand why what's amiss within yourself. But if you start to devalue yourself in any way in life, that's when you start feeling bad. That's when you first start feeling depressed.
Yeah.
That's when you feel off, and that's when you feel. And I mean, a lot of us have actually done that, and we're continuing on a negative feeling. You know.
Yeah, and that's where you make the excuses then,
yeah.
Like, not to turn up.
Yeah,
no matter what it is. I see a lovely thing there actually over the weekend. On social media or on some news story or something like that with Ronaldo. And there was a young, in Japan actually, and there was a young Japanese lad tried to speak to him in Portuguese.
Oh, right.
And, you know, like, very, I suppose, a bad translation or whatever way he wanted, but some of the journalists or whatever, like, you know, had a little giggle about him, but he was straight on top of him. He said, you know, you guys, what are you laughing at? This lad, this young child is trying, he's showing respect by trying to speak that language and all that, and you do the same, you know. But, you know, I thought it was a wonderful thing to do. And I know kind of I'm after going off the track but that young fella, that young lad had the self-worth to go out there and try something like that, way out of his comfort zone with a superstar
exactly.
in his eyes. And you know, like, he turned up, you know, he made a point of turning up and trying to do this thing. And that's what I'm trying to get across really is that, that we should be all trying to strive to do something like that, no matter how difficult it is.
Completely, you know what I mean? And the interesting thing about all this is the harder it is, the better you feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The harder it is, the better you feel. The harder to push yourself outside of that comfort zone, push yourself into something that you that doesn't feel that comfortable, the better feeling you get after it. You know, the better you feeling you feel, you know, when you, you know, whatever, help out in the tidy towns or, you know, as I said to you already, I'm over across the road in the cancer house. We're getting rid of the Bob Rock exhibit and just looking at the fantastic pictures that the late Bob Rock did was absolutely fantastic. And the girls are over there as well. His daughter's helping us out. And that's selfless, you know, actually helping out and giving. Like, it's just, it's so powerful to witness and be involved with, you know. And, you know, when you push yourself out that little bit more and actually value yourself for more, you know, you feel a way better because, you know, if someone pays you a compliment for something that you did, you feel way better than someone paying you a compliment for an outfit you're wearing.
Yeah, I think you're dead right there. I think there's a lot more fulfillment in that acknowledgement, isn't there, really, than just trying to get a like for something.
For a new outfit you get, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you actually do something that actually values yourself or values another human being, gives them value in it, that they can actually say, wow, you did a great job, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm hammering nails in a wall over there, like, you know, and, you know, that's my value to today, you know, and making sure people will be saying on Thursday, oh, geez, they're all crooked. I'd be like, I don't care, it's all right. I still value myself, you know? So it's just this, you know, I suppose, you know, as we're coming to an end there, like, I just want people to really just think about themselves and think about if someone was to say to you, you know, how much do you value yourself? What is your value in life? And I guarantee there's a lot of people listening in the radio and going, I don't think anybody's ever asked me that question. What do I value myself at? And so we're not talking monetary value here. What do you value yourself as? When you look at yourself in the mirror and you say to yourself and you look in and you say, hi, Eric, how are you getting on today? You know, what do you value yourself at? What do I value? And it gives great power within yourself when you can actually say it, that you value yourself as a fantastic, upstanding man, or you value yourself as a great father, or you know what I mean? There's so many different things you can value yourself at, but it creates such a, I know from a feel for myself that it creates such a euphoria of a feeling within yourself when you really, really believe in yourself and you really, really know the value of yourself. And what that value presents to the community or what that value presents to your family, it's such a powerful feeling.
Yeah, and there's a nice way to finish off, really, is just to have a look at yourself and you know, you are valuable.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably it, really. Yeah. Like, are valuable.
You are valuable. We're all valuable, you know. We're all valuable in our own way, but we just lose track, you know, in life, and younger people lose track in without even realising that they have a value in themselves because they're just brought up in the world of social media and that's all they know.
Yeah.
And the older people then is just lose, as you get older, like, you just lose track of what value am I to society, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Where is, you know, when you retire, what value am I to society, you know, because I gave so much so much of my life. But we all have a value to ourselves, and we have a value to society no matter what happens.
And you have a value to someone else as well, obviously.
Of course, so. You're always a value.
Yeah.
As I mentioned just very quickly there, the Bob Rock expedition is on Thursday, Friday and Saturday in the Cancer Support House. Absolutely blown away by the pictures over there.
I can only imagine because like he's been a big part of all of our lives, as I know, certainly for me as a kid, I'd see him out in Killer when I was, I can remember my first communion, that was a long time ago, Shane, and he was out there taking photographs, and you know, I can't wait to see that.
I'm telling you, I'm over there today all day putting it up, and I wouldn't have known much about Bob because I obviously am not from y'all.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm genuinely, these are not pictures, these are artists, and these, every single piece is just, will blow anyone away. If you can't, you have to get there.
So it's on all weekend over
there? No, it's on Thursday, Friday and Saturday this week from 10 to 5. But my advice is to get there early. There's only 81 pieces in the collection. So if you can imagine the first 80 people to go in the door, you know, they could be gone. So I'm just telling people that
they're actually selling them as well.
This is just literally, you know, you come in, you see the picture, you buy it, you go.
All right.
So, you know, this is a unique experience. This is a unique event that you will never, ever get hold of any more of Bob Rock's pieces unless you come to the All Cancer Support Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
And that's going to proceeds that come.
And all the money is going directly. Brilliant. Which is another, absolutely, you would talk about self-worth, selflessness, about giving everything, this is what Bob wanted, this business legacy that he wanted, this to go to the All Cancer Support House.
Brilliant stuff.
That's fantastic.
Okay, Shane.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Thank you very much, as always, okay?